It is 8:57. You're listening to 100.5 FM. Good morning. I'm Ray Richardson. Thanks for joining us. They say it's supposed to snow. Dove, did you see snow coming in?
Yeah, it was flurrying a little
it
bit.
Was?
On and off, yep. But ooh, but not much.
Nothing. Yay, it's snowing. I love snow. I love it so much.
Well, it's fun. I'm watching the weather out the window.
Out the window.
Out the window.
Out the window.
And it was just blue skies a second ago, but
blue
now it's all cloudy and yucky.
Smiling at
again.
Me. Nothing but blue skies do
that's,
I see.
That's gone.
Blue days slipping away.
Hmm. Is this one of the, like, 1 minute segments where...
Yeah, we got about 2.5 minutes.
Oh, I'm trained not to speak during these.
No, you can talk. No. It's the 20 to 30 second where I'm just basically filling time because we ran late and we have a dead space. But yeah. No, this is 2.5 minutes.
But,
you got time. There, go ahead.
We haven't had anything like the kind of transparency that could be happening soon. And that's the wild card is what will the American people learn about, say, Afghanistan, for example, or what was known about the COVID vaccine as another example, just to name a couple, Kennedy assassination, Epstein list, and on and on.
Yeah.
What will we learn that will just dramatically change the playing field?
I think some people know, and I'll tell you why. Bill Clinton's got a new book out, and he has already come out and said in the book that he regrets even knowing the name Jeffrey Epstein. So I think that was a preemptive shot for what he believes is about to happen, that the Epstein list is going to be made public, and I think he's going to be on it.
Well, I think everyone knows he's on it. I think he was like frequent flyer.
I think, well, he claims he never flew on the
allegedly,
Lolita
Express. I should say, allegedly,
but,
if you don't think
right. But,
commonly acknowledged.
But I think the news would be that he isn't on it. That would be the news. I think everyone, I agree with you. And I think that's why he did a preemptive shot here, that he regrets even knowing the name Jeffrey Epstein or any association he may have had with him. He says, apparently, that I haven't read the book, but I read the excerpt, and he says he never flew on the Lolita Express or whatever he called it. But the point is I think a lot of these people are recognizing that their secrets are in jeopardy. And I'm glad they are. They shouldn't have these secrets from the American people. This is our dadgum government. It says... we the people, not you the government, not the various states. It says we the people, and it was done with intention and with purpose.
The FBI had the Hunter laptop for a year and a half.
They did.
Before the 51 signed
the lie.
Right.
Orchestrated by who? Secretary of State Anthony Blinken.
WLOB Portland, WLOBRadio.com, and 100.5 WLOB.
The hearing that will start this hour, Acting Director Ronald Rowe will be questioned by the House Task Force investigating the Trump assassination attempts, especially the security failures at the first one in July when the president-elect was bloodied, his ear grazed by a bullet at a rally in Butler, Pennsylvania.
He said while he cannot undo the harm that's been done, he is committed to doing everything in his power to ensure that the Secret Service never has a failure like this again. Now, that's a quote from his prepared opening statement that he's expected to deliver this morning.
That's Fox's Brooke Singman. Trump Defense Secretary nominee Pete Hegseth insists he'll not back down, telling the Wall Street Journal he won't give in to a textbook media takedown amid allegations of sexual misconduct, alcohol abuse on the job, and financial mismanagement. And despite the president-elect considering replacing him, Hegseth keeps meeting with and getting support from Republican senators, Ron Johnson tells Fox.
He certainly conveyed to me the priorities of